I'm Peter Stewart, Tweeter Stewart on Twitter, TWWTERSTEWART, 30-year career in TV and radio, presentation, production and training as well. Check out my books via Amazon, put in my name and you'll see I've got an author page there and you'll just be able to see the various books I've written. Political ads is what we're going to be talking about over the next several days. These are most commonly heard in the United States, and they can be divided into these categories. Positive. So promoting the attributes of the candidate with uplifting, aspirational, and an honest message and tone. Negative, sometimes called comparative or attack ads. These promote a candidate by highlighting the perceived mistakes of their opponent in a voice that can cut through in a critical or concerned, fed up or bewildered tone. We'll be speaking more about tones a little bit later on in the next few days. At their most tough and plain speaking, they're called, as I say, attack ads. The introduction to the candidate ad. These explain the basic background and qualifications of a candidate. Businesswoman, ex-cop, head teacher, family man, youthful renegade and so on. And the PAC and single issue ads. Yeah, political ads don't just represent candidates of political parties. Political action committee ads are from special interest groups, lobbyists and concerned residents who highlight concerns, say, pollution, education, gun or birthrights to support or defeat certain candidates. That's an overview of the voiceovers for political ads. We continue tomorrow on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.